I just wanted to get to independent Senator Nick Xenophon for a second, and I want to talk about something rather kooky and disturbing. You may have been across this story from northern New South Wales and this cult kind of group, Hermes Far Eastern Shining. That's what it's called. Hermes Far Eastern Shining. Creepy group to read about. Their leader is a clinical psychologist who reinvented himself as a Jesus-like figure, was called Jesser O My Heart, and proclaimed he was the Messiah who possessed the power to bless water and was sent to bring God to earth. But in amongst all of this, while they seem to be fairly kooky, they also take away family members from once close families. It steals away their livelihood, cons people into slavery, and cons people into parting with their money for shonky products such as wands, satin bubblers, and energy houses. Well, Senator Nick Xenophon, I don't know how he stumbled across this sort of stuff, but he has, and he wants it to be put under the microscope and an agency established to look at cults such as this one. I've got him on the line. Nick Xenophon, g'day there.
G'day, and you can buy wands at your local reject shop or variety stores for a couple of bucks, and that's what they're worth. But when they say they have some mystical powers and they charge a lot of money for them, and a lot of money for this blessed water, then there's a problem. And the reason I got involved in this story is that I have long advocated for protection of people by cult-like organisations, as they have in France, because if you're under psychological duress, coercion, there is a specialist agency that works out of the French President's office that actually gives support to those people who are under being coerced and to their families who lose contact with their loved ones because of cult-like behaviour.
Now, I know you've done a lot of work for those who've been through this Scientology rubbish. But this is weird. Like, the group was formerly known as Infinity Forms of Yellow Remember. And I look, the kooky thing is about their names. A name such as Perplexity Swings This and That. So imagine if you're part of this group, you call out to someone, Perplexity Swings This and That. Can you pick up some milk for us?
Yeah, I know. And look, the issue is, look, there shouldn't be any laws against people being eccentric or a bit strange or a bit weird. But we should have laws that protect people against behaviour where, and I'm not talking about this particular organisation, I'm talking in general terms. If it should be as easy to get out of one of these organisations as it is to get in it. You've seen the report in the Daily Telegraph by Danielle Guzmaroli, which is a real, a pretty strong investigative piece, where it actually describes what, in terms of her investigations, where people told her that they actually were fearful and wanted to get out of this organisation. So, and that's not uncommon. You should be able to get in out of it as easy as you can get into it, and also some of the fees being charged, that to me always raises a red flag. So I think that if people are in any group or organisation, whether it purports to be religious or whatever, then if they have difficulties with it, they should be able to get help. But we also need to do what the French have done, which really clamps down on issues of psychological coercion.
Yeah, very true. Don't let them fleece you for your money, and don't let them fleece you for your mind, because that's exactly what they do. All right, the other big story, which came out late last week, and you're at the forefront of this, the new entirely Australian bid for S. Kidman and Company properties. Now, this is in contrast to what was offered by Gina Rinehart. This group seems to be very, very close to winning the bid. 100% Australian offer, so you don't need to go to the Foreign Investment Review Board. It sounds like the answer, Nick.
Look, it does sound like the answer. Look, my argument has always been, if you have a credible alternative Australian bid, it should take precedence over any bid that involves overseas investment. Now, to be fair to Gina Rinehart, her bid, the Shanghai Credit bid, is effectively two-thirds, one-third, roughly, and that will need Foreign Investment Review Board approval. But why would you need to do that if you've actually got a bid here that's local? Now, the problem is this. The Foreign Investment Review Board and the Treasurer do not have to consider, under the legislation as it currently stands, any alternative locally based bid. And the reason why I've got to be in my bonnet about this is that earlier this year, you may remember that Jan Cameron, a very famous Australian businesswoman who founded Kathmandu, the clothing chain, and sold it and made a good quid out of that, she was behind underwriting the bid for Australasia's biggest dairy, Van Diemen's Land, the dairy in northern Tasmania. But there was a competing overseas bid. She missed out, even though she was prepared to match it, because there was nothing under current law that requires the Treasurer to weigh up an alternative, credible Australian bid.
Yeah, and that needs to change, and it needs to change quick smart. Now, before I let you go, I've noticed some very strange and odd behaviour from yourself when some of your, you know, young gun MPs stand in front of the media. I've just watched on a number of... You tend to give these MPs the death stare. Or is it telepathy? Are you trying to get them to say what you're thinking? Or I don't know what's going on there. Have you seen this footage?
Can I let you... Look, I haven't seen it because I'm too embarrassed to see it. Firstly, I've watched too many Julie Bishop videos of her giving me best stare, and obviously that's, you know, permeated through my subconscious and affected me. Yeah. So I blame Julie Bishop for this.
Yeah, okay.
Look, I'm obviously... Look, can I just tell you, last week's Senate estimates, I was completely stuffed. The average day that I had Senate estimates was 16-hour days.
You were napping hours. While this was going on, napping?
No, I think I was in a trance, like, I was completely stuffed. So... No more death stares. I did try. But look, can I just say to the people of the project who had a go at me on this?
They did.
All I can quote is the great Kamal. This is why people are so unkind.
Yeah, well,
I hope you're not one of those unkind people.
No, but you deserved it. You deserved it because it was quite odd.
Look,
quite odd.
Look at that. I can't see it. I'm just going to smile or just wander off and go for a walk or something.
Yeah, or look back at the camera, then look at her, and then look at the scenery, and then back to the camera. Or something. I don't know what you do, but it was...
So I might just start reading a magazine or blow my nose or something.
Yes, something like that. All right, we'll be watching your death stare from here on in. Yeah, well, you're on notice.
Hey, Chris, did you see that?
What?
I just gave you a death stare.
Oh, no. Thank God this is radio. I don't like it at all. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right, Independent Senator Nick Xenophon.